Welcome to the Simply Be Sustainable podcast. I'm Brooke Chase, your host and tree hugger new bestie. I'm on a mission to live a more fulfilling life with less. Less stuff, less waste, less stress, and more of what really matters. Join me each week for personal stories, tips, and simple swaps. Together, we'll learn to live simply, be simple, and simply be for a greener, brighter future, one episode at a time. Let's get to it. And welcome to another episode of Simply Be Sustainable. My name is Brooke Chase. I am your host. And today is episode 4 of our Earth Day Simple Swap series. And I am going off the rails today, guys. I have no script. But that's good because that's what I really wanted to do, is to come on here and try not to make it so complicated and keep it simple. So I think I have chocolate on my face. We are talking about another one of my favorite simple swaps. And today we are talking about lettuce. Now I know that that sounds kind of simple, if you will. But basically, I wanted to talk to you guys about my favorite swaps of little things that I have done that have helped me really significantly reduce waste, but not only reduce waste, but make my life easier, right? And so one of those things that is so incredibly simple to do is growing my own lettuce. So whenever I'm growing anything, which I highly recommend, if you do not grow anything, grow something, grow flowers, grow vegetables, grow whatever, because it's so satisfying. But growing lettuce is just so easy and it's so inexpensive to do, and it just keeps on growing and giving you back lettuce. So you can even grow lettuce from scraps, but we're not going to get into like all of that today. Basically, what I'm telling you to do is next time you go think that you're going to go buy lettuce, instead of buying like romaine lettuce or whatever, go buy like one for one a lettuce plant, right? So I'm just by myself and I tend to eat a fair amount of lettuce. So I could probably have, actually I do, right now I have 2 lettuce plants, and you just pick off the leaves as you need it, so you don't have to store it in your refrigerator, you don't have to worry about it going bad, and you just always have fresh lettuce. And I'm obsessed with like eating all the colors of the rainbow, so I have a purple one, and I have a green one, and I'm probably going to get one more, and I'm probably going to get like another one after that, because I just like to have all the different kinds of greens. I also have kale. I forgot I had kale too. So I am going to give you some astonishing numbers, but like I didn't pull them out. But I know I basically wanted to find out how much pesticides are on regular lettuce. And honestly, they make it so complicated to figure it out that I can't tell you. I don't know. It was taking me so long to look at it. I was like, this is why I never do podcasts like as quickly as I want to do it, because to uncover the information, sometimes you go down this crazy rabbit hole. And I just wanted to come on here and give you the facts. So to make it simple, the simple swap is grow your own lettuce. But some of those things. So basically, like if you were to go to Whole Foods, and I'll give you like a couple price points. If you were to go to the store and buy like Butter Crunch or like, you know, a thing of lettuce, it's various prices, right? Like it's anywhere from like $2 all the way to, I mean, not like the regular iceberg lettuce, right? Like if you get like, say you get the Bibb organic lettuce. We have a Kroger around here, which is very inexpensive, but it says it's $3.49 there. I tried to find Whole Foods. I thought I had it on here. I don't know why I said I don't see it now. But I would say it's probably under $5, right? And so if you go to Walmart, which is, let's just say that's like the cheapest, you can get a whole plant for $5.92. And if you go to Lowe's, and that's for a big plant. I mean, you can get, I just got 2 romaine ones, like I said, a purple one and a green one. But you can get a whole flat, it says, for Bonnie plant head lettuce, a six pack of lettuce for $5.92. Right? So, you know, when you think about how much more lettuce you're going to be getting, it's not going to go bad. You're just going to pick off what you want. It's great. I love it. And I found this blog, and I'll put this in the show notes, but it's zerowastefamily.com, why you should grow your own lettuce. And this is a fantastic resource. So it's very fast growing. Like I said, I bought my plant. Honestly, it was ready for me to pick in a week. It's very fast growing. You just pick the leaves off and it just continues to grow until it seeds. You know, you don't want it to, as they call it, bolt. But lettuce is easy. It's fast to prepare. It just wants a little, it needs like 4 to 6 hours of sun. You could grow it inside. You could grow it outside. If you're inside and you don't have a lot of natural light, you could just get a grow light. You know, store-bought lettuce also, like I said, it tends to go bad. The carbon footprint of them growing all that is obviously much higher. It's less in nutrients. It's, you know, it's just so easy. Like I feel like I just can't tell you how easy it is. You just literally stick it in soil. You could use anything. You could use a plastic shoe. No, don't do that. But yeah, it's so easy to grow. And, that's really my tip for today, is to grow your own lettuce. And there's tons of vegetables that are like that. So it's kind of like, think about the vegetables that you eat the most and then grow those. Yeah. So I was trying to give you guys some other tips here. I don't think I really have any more, but I just made a banging ass salad. I literally did a little harvest. I'm going to put it on my Instagram at simp.lee.b if you want to see it. I had some salmon in the freezer that I defrosted. I have not been to the store in forever, you guys, because I've just been so busy. I got my ass handed to me at work yesterday, literally. If anyone knows the saying, I lived with a wonderful woman named Madeline, and she had a saying that was, you're busier than a one-armed paper hanger. And somebody at work yesterday told me I was busier than a one-armed paper hanger, and I just wanted to give her such a hug. It's like, I am. Thank you. Anyways, but so your simple swap is, instead of going to the store and buying, I'm going to go with lettuce, but you could essentially pick something else if you don't eat a lot of lettuce, but just grow that thing, you know, even if it's something that it takes a while for it to actually be fruitful, it'll be worth it in the end because you're going to get a whole bunch instead of just one. So that's my Earth Day tip, is to grow something, grow anything, but grow lettuce. And I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Let me know if you grow your lettuce. Please take a picture. I'm going to give you guys a picture of mine. And the salad I made, it was so good. And none of it was fresh besides the lettuce. That's it. The only thing that was fresh besides the lettuce. And it was just glorious. Glorious, I tell you. Glorious. All right. Show me your lettuce. Let us help you. Oh, man. I should have done a joke. Thanks for listening to another episode of Simply Be Sustainable. If you liked what you heard, do me a favor and hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode. Tag me and share things you learned, like or don't, on Instagram at simp.lee.b, or check out my website at simplybe.world to read my blog, try my own recipes, or join my Facebook group. Remember, alone we can do a little, but together we simply do more. New shows drop every Thursday at 8 p.m. See you next time.